Okay, our show is 12:30. We can go ahead and get started. Some announcements prior to the start of the meeting. Attendees who have joined via teleconference, please place your phones or audio connection on mute until such time as you are presenting or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. And attendees who have joined via teleconference, please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link and then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. Meeting logistics. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting in person or by dialing the conference line or clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@innovationaltavista.org. Public may also provide comments during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation will be provided for any individual with a disability. Please see the accommodations notice. And as required by state law, SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the Charter School's website. Opening items, I will call this meeting of Alta Vista Innovation High School regular board meeting operated by Western Educational Corporation, a California nonprofit public benefit corporation, for Tuesday, October 8, 2024, at 12:30 p.m. to order. Roll call establishment of the quorum. Michael Adams is here. Claudette Beck?
Here.
Frank Mufasa? Dr. David Rathgaber?
Here.
Susan Ollis?
Here.
We have four members, so we do have a quorum for today's event. Vanessa, will you please do the Learning Center's roll call?
Hi, this is Vanessa for the Learning Center's roll call. All Learning Centers, can you please unmute your mind for the roll call? Hesperia. Do we have a site representative on the line for Hesperia?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Arlington Avenue, Los Angeles?
Present.
For Compton Avenue, Los Angeles?
Present.
Goodyear Boulevard, Los Angeles?
Present.
Figueroa Street, Los Angeles?
Present.
Rosecrans Boulevard, Gardena?
Present.
For Inglewood?
Present.
For Rancho Cucamonga?
Present.
For 2nd Street, San Bernardino?
Present.
For Highland Avenue, San Bernardino?
Present.
For San Jacinto?
Present.
For Indiana Avenue, Riverside?
Present.
For Chicago Avenue, Riverside?
Present.
And for Spruce Street, Riverside?
Present.
I'm going to circle back. Do we have a site representative on the line for Fontana Avenue? Adriana Prieto for Fontana?
I'm for Gardena.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My apologies.
Yvonne Gonzalez, are you on the line for Fontana? Okay. Thank you. Do we have a site representative on the line for Fontana?
Present.
Great, thank you. This concludes the Learning Center's roll call. Thank you, Learning Centers. When you have a moment, can you please place your line back on mute?
Thank you, Vanessa. We now move on to the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll ask Dr. David Rathgaber to please lead us in the pledge.
Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Staff introductions.
Thank you very much, President Adams. My name is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. I'm senators who joined us and our board. Back to you, Ben.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer, and I'd like to add that Shelley Haynes, our Superintendent of Schools, will not be joining us this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Samaria Superintendent.
Thank you.
Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
Thank you. And any presenters?
Sherry Padilla, College and Career Director. Sorry, Colin.
Sorry, it's okay. My apologies. Colin Offset, Federal State Programs Coordinator.
Thank you. Anyone else? Hearing none, we'll move on to item E. May I hear a motion to approve the agenda for the October 8th, 2024 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
I'll make a motion to approve the.
Thank you.
Seconded, Susie Alderson.
Thank you. That was a motion by Claudia Beck, second by Susan Alderson. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck.
Aye.
Frank Mikasa. Dr. David Rathgaber.
Aye.
And Susan Alderson.
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Item F, may I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the August 27th, 2024 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
I'll make a motion to approve action item F.
Thank you.
Motion, Susan Alderson.
Thank you. That was a motion by Claudette Beck, second by Susan Alderson. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck.
Aye.
Frank Lucasa. Dr. David Rathgaber.
Aye.
Susan Alderson.
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Item 2, public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. Time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes unless a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time. It is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Are there any members of the public on the line at this time who would like to make comment? Were there any written comments submitted to the board prior to the start of the meeting?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Shelley Sams from the Charter Affairs team. Here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments or have requested to speak.
Thank you, Shelley. Item 3, school reports and information. Item A, area superintendent data and WIOA update. Janet Wilson.
There we go. This is our data update for LP3, and out of LP3, the current enrollment for ABI is 2,900 students. This is 202 students less than LP1, so that is due to the extended learning opportunity for some of the students that come from the district. As you can see, from the enrollment by the LP chart, 2,908 is actually a growth of 542 students from last year. We are continuing to grow and have started our Grow Lincoln project for our LA site and also to grow. We're on two of the LA sites right now to get the capacity. The overall credit completion rate is 3.06. which is an increase from LP3 last year when it was 2.56. However, it's still too low. We have to get to 4. While we have a lot of work to do to get to 4, our atomic habit approach is looking slowly but surely that that's how atomic habits work. The quantum gratification rate is 1.55, which is just a slight increase over last year's LP3, which is 1.31. And we have to tell you again, however, that our insights all have 2 core credit contributions for LP3. And they've been doing that consistently. So we need to learn from each other. ADA utilization is 78%, which is a decrease from last year's LP3, which was 81.57. But this is due to the fact that we've raised our expectations. And students are now required to get a minimum of 2 credits, whereas last year, we only had 2. We'll get that. But we have to do the right thing for our students.
Comment, but you have probably the most difficult socioeconomic charters in our whole organization.
We do, and
yes,
and they can do it if we encourage them.
And you're working, and I'm just very pleased with that.
Since your flow has been broken,
that's what I'm here for.
These numbers are the aggregate of all of your learning centers.
Correct.
And you talk about that the LA Learning Centers continue to do really well. My question is, which are your larger learning centers? Is it these LA ones or is it Riverside?
And what we see is, for example, our smaller site is small being 150.
Right.
We don't have any mega sites. Our largest site is Alonzo with 316.
Okay.
And that's probably one of our more performing. And I don't know why that is, but there's a sweet spot with 100 sites of 100. Because everyone knows the students.
Right.
And there aren't very many of them. And it kind of is that it takes a village approach. And it's, for example, our salon success site in Riverside has 108 students. And they come in consistently at 95 or 96%, with the highest printer.
Okay. I wonder if maybe the smaller ones, the kids know each other too.
I have a transitory problem there with transportation, of course, from one site to another. So it's seeded, if you really take a look at what we've done there, so that we can, although there may be smaller schools, we're a little safety involvement is really strong in some of these areas there.
So they don't have to travel very far.
Borders, they have gang borders, yes. And they can't go from one to the other.
Okay.
For example, Avenue site.
It's pretty CMC 14.
And our Spruce Street site for holding your umbrella and hamper. We would not normally do that.
They can't go from one to the other.
But they can't cross the gang line.
So we see the real situation down there. But we want to, and I got to congratulate Janet, we want to make sure that we are reaching out to those students.
Sure.
It takes a smaller site. It takes a smaller site.
And absolutely.
Thank you. That was just what I was hoping to find out.
Okay. Well,
so because we're expecting more, it's going to take a little bit more of a push, but we will get there. We won't ever get there if we don't try.
Right.
So our staff is working diligently to get all students for credit expectations and on improving both our ADA and credit position. We have 2 sites that reach 93 and 94% of ADA for LP3 and more. So we know by sharing best practices that we can share the results and strive for continuous improvement to hit the 90% ADA. However, there isn't a secret sauce. It's strict determination and hard work. Lastly, as of LP3, the 1-year DOS holder graduation rate is 85.71. We will continue to work on the graduation rate. It kind of fluctuates on looking at a 4-year cohort, a 1-year cohort, but we know we can do better, and we're not going to have to continue to do that. Next site, Actually, there we go. Our Chicago Avenue site is currently hosting 11 students from China. We attend classes in the morning from 1 to 12 that are taught by our staff. We take the fundamentals of JAG, which would be like what learning skills, science, arts, and other classes. And last Friday, they participated in an esports. So we're hoping to get the international esports dates going. They visited the Board of Supervisors office. You can see them sitting in the Board of Supervisors chairs, and they went to the Riverside Courthouse, they toured the mission, they went to Universal Studios, and they're going to Disneyland before they go back to Thailand. And it's a great way for our students to learn cultural literacy and a great way for the high students to experience the culture. I also want to say, I don't have the pictures yet, but we have 20 students at Chamberlain. They got there yesterday, and I have pictures that just came in today. And the boys were in the boarding cabin, but they were making breakfast for the girls. And we looked at it and went, that used to be home ed back in the day. But what a great collaboration team building activity for the boys. So they're having a great time. A great time.
That's great.
Next slide, please. On September 24th through 26th, 15 members of our leadership team attended the summit at Westlake Village Inn, and we attended professional development in multilingual. How do we move the needle for our students? Looking at assessment, how do we raise assessment for the state and the VA? Credit completion. The school organization, we're all focused on how to move the learning and graduating. And then college and career. How do we help dads make sure they're in dual enrollment and they're graduating from college? We're ready. And then HR had a session for employee relations, and Mr. Brown can tell you we had not for 2 days some AI sessions that were in IOP. And then we did job life. And it was, I thought it was wonderful.
Oh, I thought it was wonderful. Understood what the AI and he gave it to Posnick, and it's here. If we're able to use it in a productive way, I can see where it's a benefit. However, I sat with him and questioned him pretty strongly on the outstanding problems he might have. However, I agree with you. It's here. We have to do it. Have to do it properly. The students can learn from it. The students can be productive from it. However, be careful.
Be careful. It can really help a level playing field for our English learners and our SPED students. We can accommodate and modify curriculum in an easier way. We can translate to their primary language. But we have to do it with integrity and empathy, morally, and
it can be an aid, not an answer.
So our next slide, I'd like to introduce Sherry Padilla, our Director of College and Career.
Hi, you guys. Good afternoon. I'll make this short and sweet. The CT, Joel Norman and Jack team have some field trips coming up, and they get to go to Washington, D.C., the Natural History Museum, Griffith Park, and then on October 22nd, we have a construction field trip that we're doing with the JAG students, and then in November and December, we have more coming because we have our grant funding that actually funds all of our field trips right now for the JAG team and CT team, so we have some wonderful field trips coming up. Next slide. And then these are just some quick shout outs that I wanted to do. We are absolutely growing with our JAG specialists. We have 7 across Janet Wilson's region now, which is amazing. And the wraparound services that the students are going to start getting. And these are just some of them that I wanted to touch on. One of our JAG students just passed her driving test. So she went down to the DMV, passed. So we have a new driver on the road. And then we have our JAC students in our EMT CT pathway, and we have JAC students in our child development pathway. And like Janet mentioned earlier, the CHI students were in town, but our JAC specialists got to do our Foundations of JAC packets with all of them and some work readiness skills. So here's just a fun picture of Jasmine, one of our new JAC specialists, working with them. So thank you, you guys.
Thank you. Yes. Any questions?
Any questions or comments from the board?
Already asked.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Item B, Title I Program Evaluation for the 2023-2024 school year, Colin Opseth.
Good afternoon. Thanks for hearing my presentation today on our annual Title I eval for AVI. I just wanted to share our Title I progress really quickly. And as a Title I school, we're required to complete a qualitative and quantitative eval of our efforts to support interventions for our students. The eval here is it's a two-page eval in your board packet, and it's on page 17 and 18. Page 17 is the quantitative eval, so that's some data that we bring out of our data and design system, and it's tied to OCAP Goal 1 Action 7, which is our Title I goal to support intervention programs. This past year, you'll see that we had a pretty large group of students completing the MWA reading. It's also another focus this year as we get into a twice annual NWA assessment cycle. So we should see this number actually increase again this year. But the nice thing here is that we saw a pretty healthy increase in the Lexile scores of our students, about 100 points, which is significant, and it's outstanding. We're really proud to share that. We also track our credit completion. We had 5,101 intervention credits completed this past school year. By about 1,300 students. As a Title I school-wide school, it's encouraging that we have that many students participating in intervention classes, an increase of about 162% versus last year. I have to give a shout-out, actually, to our tutor team. We have met and really tried to do a better job of ensuring that we're logging our tutoring minutes, logging our sessions, and I think it's reflected that the presence of mind there is with our students to extend as many opportunities as possible for tutoring. If we could move to the next slide, please. This second page is a qualitative evaluation. It's based on Goal 4, Action 4, which is parent engagement. And it's aimed at providing funding for meaningful and engaging parent events. We have, over the past couple years, shifted our PAC and ELAC meetings. And we have seen year-on-year increase in participation in those meetings. One of the big things, I have to give a shout-out actually to our principal teams. We have or endeavored to have every principal participate with one of their school sites in a PAC and ELAC meeting concurrently. So, for example, if Ken Larson up in is running it in Hesperia, we would have Angie in LA have one of her sites open, and Haley would have a site open, and they would tap in virtually. So what we're doing is trying to increase the exposure of our PAC and ELAC meetings, and then also we rotate those sites by principals. So throughout the year, every site has an opportunity to be present. So that is a part of the big increase in our participation. One other area of growth this past year was translation services at those PAC and ELAC meetings. We are, all, of course, sharing those PAC and ELAC meetings, both in English and Spanish. We have translation services available at those meetings. And we are getting feedback both in English and in Spanish. And in the LCAP that I wrote last year, I actually was able for the first time to put in specific Spanish feedback that I translated that was received by parents. So that is a new thing that we're doing. And in our meeting minutes at the PAC and ELAC meetings, we are also putting specific feedback by students, parents, and teachers in each of those meetings to show that we are trying to elicit feedback. So lots of great things going on here. Really support the Title I funding program. Allow me to present our annual update. If there are any questions, I'm happy to hear them. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
Hearing none, we'll move on to item four, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you very much, President, members of the board. Very little I can say. I would like to thank Superintendent and Colin and Sherry for their reports. Wonderful. Back to you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Ms. Vincent?
Nothing more to add, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Vincent Wilson? Okay. Moving on to item five, closing items. The next regular board meeting date is December 3rd, 2024 at 3 p.m. May I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Claudia Beck, I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you.
Susan Alderson, seconded.
Thank you. That was a motion by Claudette Beck, second by Susan Alderson. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa, Dr. David Rathdaber?
Aye.
And Susan Alderson?
Aye.
That passes with four yes votes. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Good meeting.